welcome Pastor Bomi Kim, who has been appointed to serve as our pastor. We believe that she is well qualified and has been prayerfully appointed by our Bishop Grant Hagia. Pastor, you have been sent to live among us as a bearer of the Word of God, a minister of the sacraments, and a sustainer of the love, order, service, and discipleship of the people of God.
Today, I reaffirm this commitment in the presence of this congregation.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as a people committed to participate in the ministries of the church, by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service, will you, who celebrate this new beginning, support and uphold Pastor Bomi Kim in these ministries? We reaffirm our commitment to support you with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation. Let us pray. Eternal God, strengthen and sustain us in our ministries together with Bomi Kim as our pastor. Give her and us patience, courage, and wisdom to care for one another and challenge one another that together we may follow Jesus Christ, living together in love and offering our gifts and talents in your service. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Pastor Bomi, accept this Bible and be among us as who proclaim the word. Amen.
Pastor Bomi, this is all symbolic, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to hold
it. I received it.
Sorry about that.
It could be fun to see if she can hold all this. But let's back to serious stuff. Pastor Bomi, take this water and baptize new Christians in this place. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a little late to the game here, sorry. Pastor Bomi, take this bread and cup and keep us in communion with the Christ and in church. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Bomi, use this hymnal and book of worship to guide us in our prayer and praise. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Bomi, receive this book of disciples.
Discipline.
Sorry. Book of Discipline, and help us keep the covenant, and that strengthens our connections as United Methodists.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Bomi, receive this globe and lead us in our mission to the community and all the world. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, bless the ministries of your church. We thank you for the variety of gifts you have bestowed upon us. Draw us together in one spirit, that each of us may use your gifts as members of one body. May your word be proclaimed with faithfulness, and may we be doers of the word and not hearers only. As we who have died and risen with Christ in baptism, gather at his table and then scatter into the world. May we be one in service to another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. At this time, I'm going to invite all of you to extend a hand symbolically to Pastor. And I want to invite up her family. Come on up. And we're just going to extend our hands towards Pastor Bomi. And we are going to say this prayer together. Come on up. And this is our prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Amen.
Thank you. At this time, Pastor would like to share a few words.
Okay, so hello, everybody. Welcome to Bellman Heights UMC. I'm the newest person, and then I'm welcoming you. So my name is Bomi Kim, and I'm a provisional member through North Georgia Conference. So I came from Georgia, but I originally came from South Korea, not North Korea, South Korea, and southern part of South Korea, which is Daegu. And I grew up as a pastor kid. So my dad has been serving Methodist Church for over 30 years. And my mom studied theology, and my sister studied theology too. So we are like theologian family. And so I grew up in church, and I learned how to, how can I say, like take leadership role in the church. So I love church. At the same time, at point, I hated church, honestly speaking, because I need to do all the chores because I was pastor kids. And I had all of like high expectation from people. So I loved it. At the same time, I hated it. But God called me to be a pastor one day, and I was saying, maybe not yet. I love to hang out with people. I love to encourage people. I love to read Bible and going to mission trip. I love to sing. Everything, you, if you become a pastor, you can do. And I said no to God. No, my dad is enough. But, you know, so God called me. I'm not going to tell you all the story because then we need to spend like 3 days and nights in here. So I don't want you to stay too long. But I felt called to God to share good news to the world and serve people who are in need. And that's my, where my passion is. And I graduated from Methodist Theological University, which was built 1887. In South Korea. That's first seminary in Korea. And one of Methodist missionary came to Korea 1887, and he built that school. And I graduated the first seminary in South Korea. And so I have kind of deep connection with Methodism. And I did internship at Scranton Women's Leadership Center, which is Mary Scranton. She was one of first missionary in South Korea with her son. And she was the one who built Ewha University. I don't know, you heard about that famous women's university in Korea. So I am grateful for all the, you know, Methodists who came to South Korea and delivered good news to South Korea, and now I'm here in the United States and trying to be a Methodist pastor. So isn't it kind of cool? I came to California in 2014 to study my Master of Divinity in Claremont School of Theology. And there was something happened to me because I studied theology already and I was rejected twice. No, three times. And they said, hey, you already had a master degree, and why are you pursuing another master degree in the United States? Is it because you want to stay here longer? So they rejected me. So I prepare another document. So I'm immigrant, first generation. I left my home country, and I came here alone. And then when I was preparing my visa status, I prayed to God, God, you called me to be a pastor. Woman can be pastor in South Korea, but woman can be only in charge, like maybe associate pastor, or you can just visit church here and there, but you cannot be a senior pastor. That's the reality. And I start dreaming that woman can be a pastor by watching United Methodist woman pastors through Scranton Women's Leadership Center. So I was amazed, and oh, maybe one day I can be a woman pastor. You know, so I made decision and I felt like God was calling me, but door just closed. I tried again and I tried third time. And then this time I was asking Claremont School of Theology to write a letter that she is qualified to come to here. Da 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 da. But second time I was rejected again, the same reason. And then people were saying to me, hey, if you tried and denied again, then you will never come to United States. You will be maybe blacklisted. That was like heartbreaking. And I prepared like entire of my life to be a pastor. Maybe God gave me that dream and I dream about it. And then door just closed. And there was nothing that I can do. And I prayed to God and I went to prayer mountain with mom and dad. And I just prayed really hard, like a week. And I told God, if you're not calling me to be a pastor, it's okay. Then I'm not going to try to be a pastor. Maybe I'm going to get a job to teach English because I study English hard to come to here. And maybe I'm not going to be in ministry anymore. Just let me know. If it's you calling me to be a pastor, just open the door for me. And I prayed. And I prepared like tons of documents. And I went to the ambassador again. And what happened? The guy who rejected me was there again. And I said, oh my goodness. So I'm the one, you rejected me like 1 month ago, and I'm here again. And I, here is my document. And he said, okay, then you don't have to interview with me. Here is my friend. You do interview with him. So he handed my passport to him, and I was waiting and praying. And, oh, what should I do? What should I do? I kept praying. And what happened? That guy just received my documents, and then he just skimmed it. He didn't read it. I prepare like, yeah, so many hours and, you know, I put so many energy on that paper, but he didn't read it and he just skimmed it. And then he said, why are you trying to go to United States? And I just said, I had a dream and I have a dream and I want to be a pastor. And he said, your visa going to be delivered on Thursday. That's it. So I pack everything within 4 days and I move into California. That's my story. So, you know, when like, it's kind of like very weird story, but I truly believe God called me to serve God's church. And when I couldn't imagine that there was nothing that I can do, I pray really hard because there was nobody can help me. And I kept praying and God answered. So, because of that difficult situation and experience, I was able to having really good time at Claremont because it's not by my like effort, it's by God's grace. So I was really thankful for entire my 3 years of MDiv program. And then after finish my MDiv program, I was knocking all the doors. I interviewed several UMC churches in California, and they said no to me. And then since I was an international student, like I needed to find a job or I need to go back home. So I pray with my mom and ask prayer for my friends. And what happened? I received a call from Georgia. And the pastor who called me was in charge of LA UMC. And he moved to Georgia in 2 years ago. And he heard about my name somehow. And he randomly called me one day and we are going to provide you a full-time job. Are you interested in? And we can provide visa for you. So I packed everything within a week and then I moved to Georgia without knowing anybody. So I just moved and it was so humid and, you know, its culture was so different. And I'm very few like Asian person. So every people like looking at me. And so I stayed there for 3 years for Korean Immigrant Church, Immigrant United Methodist Church. So I grew up in Korean church, and I know Korean culture is kind of somehow hierarchical, and I loved it. At the same time, I didn't like it because they didn't treat me as, like, equal. But I served the church, and I learned God's presence in Korean Immigrant Church, too. And I was children's minister for 3 years. So I learned how to do VBS and planning everything. We had a lot of kids. And then I passed my ordination process through the North Georgia Conference. And I was first appointed McEachern Memorial United Methodist Church in 2020, September. And 2020, the July, I got married with Brian. So I met Brian in California, like, 5 years ago, and we've been long distance relationship. Yeah. And it actually worked. And then at the same time, September 2020, that was my first appointment, and we realized after first sermon, I was pregnant. I didn't know that. So June was in my womb, and I started my ministry in McEachern Memorial United Methodist Church, which is American church. They have about, like, 500 every Sunday. Like, yeah, big church. And I was one of associate pastors. So I learned a lot from McEachern. And I was traveling in Korea, and I received a call from Reverend Mark, who is DS from California, because Brian needs to come back to California because his job is in LA, and he was able to work from Georgia because of COVID, and now they are asking him to come back. And I was, oh, what should I do? I still have one more year to finish my ordination process. And I prayed. And I don't know. I didn't want to give up. And its transition is maybe not easy for me. So I prayed to God. And then somehow one of my mentors, she gave me one of DS number before Reverend Mark called me. And I got a chance to talk to her. And then somehow she brought my name to another DS. And then Reverend Mark called me. And you know what? I knew Reverend Mark like several years ago because I was looking for a job. And then what he said to me at the time was, finish your ordination process and come back. Okay. And then it was in the middle of my ordination process, and now he's saying, it's time to come. And then, you know, interesting thing, my husband Brian, he is Japanese, fifth generation Japanese American. And somehow he knew him already. So I got husband's chance. So he had a connection with Reverend Mark, and somehow he knew me, and he remembered me, and he invited me to come to church. And then he didn't tell me what church it is, and he said, it'll be really good for your family. He kept telling me, but hey, what church? I cannot tell you until you say yes. And I didn't say yes, and I've been praying. I didn't know what to say, but you know something? I've been just praying, and I've been like desiring that one day I want to serve a church, like multicultural church. And I was associate pastor. It was good, and it was comfortable. And then one of my mentors said, when you feel comfortable in ministry, it's time to move on. Because you are still young, and you need to grow. And that sound up. Then do I need to like suffer and like sacrifice? And she said, no, I do not mean it, but it's time to move on. That's what she said to me. Okay. And one of my mentor, she was the one who I've been talking to like every month. And I at her retirement ceremony, I gave her like orchid flower. And then she said, it's that. And then after like 3 years later, around that I made decision to get married, Brian, she sent me a picture. It's blooming right now. Maybe something good news is coming to you. And then, okay, that's good. And then I forgot about that orchid. And around this time, she sent me a picture again. It's blooming again. Something good is happening to you. And then I got a chance to come here. So I feel like it's kind of weird story, but I feel like God has been equipped me and nurture me and guide me to come to here. And I feel it's God's call. I was hesitant, but to prepare what I share, Kathleen said, I don't have to preach, and you just talk about yourself. And I like, oh, that's more difficult. Like, how can I share? What should I share? And then I read my diary that I wrote. And March 8th, I wrote a diary that says, I don't know where to go, but I am willing to say yes when you are call me. And I'm willing to go take a risk when you are where you need me to be. And I just wrote that diary, and one of my friends sent me a poem, which is New Beginning, and it resonated with my soul. When we were not ready, but when God is calling, I think God is already planning everything. And then when we are ready, God is calling you to come. And what we need to do is we need to say yes, response. And then that means God will be working with you. God is going to walk with you. So I was comfortable being associate pastor because I have other three more pastors around me. So I can ask them, right? But now I'm going to be a solo pastor, and it's my first time. I've been in ministry for 15 years, but I never been in charge of a church. So I was afraid and I'm worried. But when I think about all the story, all the grace that I received from God and from church, I feel like God is calling me, and I know that I'm not alone. And I want you to be working with me. And I love to get to know you. and I love to get to walk with you for your spiritual journey. I grew up in very conservative church, meaning like Korean church. Do you know Korean church meets like 5 a.m. in the morning and pray every day? And then Wednesday night, you have prayer. And then you Friday night, you have worship. And you serve like on Saturday and come to church on Sunday. You know, I grew up in that background. And then I went to Claremont School of Theology. So I learned diversity and diversity image of God. So I became more kind of progressive. And I moved back to Georgia, which is Bible Belt. I learned how to, they have term Sunday school, meaning it's not Sunday school for kids, Sunday school for adults. So my previous church has 14 Sunday school classes on Sunday, okay? I was the manager who managed all the Sunday schools. So they were very serious about Sunday school, like reading Bible. And they were very serious about praying hard and pray every day. And I was skeptical about praying because Christians tend to pray for their good luck. Like God is not genie, but we pray to God, God, can you do make my wish happen? Right? And I was kind of sick of that. But I also learned power of prayer in Georgia. And it's still working. And they love community and they nurture community really seriously. So I think I am grateful for God sent me to Georgia, even it's very conservative and very traditional. But I think I needed that kind of essence, like tradition of Christianity and history and power of prayer. And now I'm coming back. So I don't know where this church actually going through, but I definitely want to pray with you together. And I want to build good family here together and good community together. That's my prayer for you. And I'm very flexible and I love coffee. I love to travel. I love to meet different people and I'm very open. So if you need, you know, if you want to talk, I'm happy to talk to you. Right now, we are living in Chino Hills right now because our stuff is still coming from Georgia. And they promised it will deliver from 18th through August 3rd. So I don't know when can we get all the stuff in our bed. So I'll be around Chino Hills and here and there. But I definitely will make time for you. And let's just get to know each other. Thank you for listening to me. And thank you for coming today. I feel really welcomed. And let's make something really good happen in this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. All right, we're gonna do one more song together. But I, I'll, all I,